Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and
yo, 皆さん, Manga City Podcast. Everybody, welcome back to the Manga City Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, breaking down the world's best language for you one day at a time. And today we're going to be learning a really, really fun Japanese grammar point that I really, really enjoy and probably use almost every single day. This is the grammar point of kagiri. Now we're going to be talking about kagiri for two episodes because kagiri has two distinct and very, very useful uses. And so it's important to be able to differentiate which one's which, as well as understand how to use both of them. Now this is a more intermediate, maybe high intermediate Japanese grammar point. So if some of these points don't make sense to you, that's okay. Be able to take what you can. And if you don't understand some things, make sure to check out my website, manga-sensei.com, where I have tons of free resources for you to learn Japanese and get up to that level. So the kagiri is basically is used to express a extent of something. It is used to express a limitation to usually a verb or usually a state. However, one key part of kagiri is that kagiri cannot be used in conjunction with an adjective. So for example, there's a grammar point called sa, which I did about a year ago, which is the ness of something. The extent of something is also sometimes implied. And that would be more oftenly used, or dake could be used instead of kagiri. Kagiri expresses the extent of something. I see it like a jar. The jar, if you fill it full of water, can only be filled to the rim. After that, it simply continues to overflow. That limitation, that kagiri, is what we're talking about when we express limitation with kagiri. Let's go over some example sentences, and maybe this will help you understand it a little bit more. When using kagiri, it goes after verbs, and when it goes after verbs, it goes after verbs in base 3, U verbs, and then it also goes into past tense verbs and negative verbs. You can also use de-aru or nai with this as well if putting it after a noun. But let's try some of those example sentences. If I say something along the lines of,
私はここにいるから、私にここにいる限り心配は必要ありません。
So if I say, 僕がここにいる限り, so to the extent that I am here, 私 or 僕がここにいる, since I am here, 限り, to the extent that I am here, 心配は必要ではありません. There's no need to worry. You can also say 無用だ, which is completely fine as well, maybe a little bit more colloquial. Let's do another one. If I say something along the lines of,
この試験をよく間違いしない限り、このクラスを成功する。
So as long as I don't really mess up this test, I will pass this class.
この試験をよく間違いしない限り、 間違う、間違うする,
it can also be said 間違いする, 間違いしない限り, to the point that I do not make these mistakes,
この授業を成功する,
I will be able to succeed in this class. So if you looked at each one of these grammar points, they all basically go to the idea of, as long as this happens, as long as I do not go over that point, you'll be okay. Now again, remember that you cannot use kagiri with adjectives. That's something that does not work, okay? And it can be used with negative verbs, past tense verbs, and plain form verbs. And we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow as we express more ideas with kagiri. With that, I'll see you tomorrow, and remember to make some mistakes. Till then, jane.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.